ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm going to complain some more. Oh,
it's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Son of a bitch.
With your hosts, Salsa.
Eric.
Wait, what? Shit. And Jenna.
He's a way better replacement than some of our other guests have
right.
been.
That's fair.
I guess if he's being James tonight.
Then again, he's an old hand at this.
Oh, I'm James?
Yeah.
You're James. Haha. That means you have to be nice to people.
I don't know if that's better or worse than the time I was here and I was Matt.
It's worse because you are James's replacement, who is Matt's replacement, so you're third string.
But that also means I'm further away from Matt.
Also true, but you're the cast off of the cast off of Matt.
So I'm like the failed spinoff.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You're the Joey.
Oh. Aww.
Of Matt.
No. That's James.
Fair enough.
I'm whatever comes off of that.
Joey Jr.
Has there been a spinoff of a spinoff of a TV show?
I'm sure there's got to be one somewhere. I'm Googling this right now.
I bet
now,
there's one on the internet.
Actually,
I'm sure. Anyway, our guest tonight is
Eric Thompson.
Curse the French.
I am not the first person to Google spinoff of a spinoff.
Who is his melodious voice you can hear on the High Five Guys podcast. Mm-hmm. So he is, like I said, an old hand at this. And we are going to be talking about Die Laughing, so fucking buckle up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much going to be what... I mean, start to back, because when we get into this next question, it's going to be Die Laughing. Guess what? Hey, what you guys been up to?
No, wait.
Oh, wait.
9 successful TV shows that were spinoffs of spinoffs. All right.
Is this going to be like a failed top 10 list?
Probably. Laverne and Shirley.
Really?
From Happy Days, which was from Love American Style.
Happy Days was from Love American Style?
Apparently.
I did not know that.
Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Was from Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith, which was from The Danny Thomas Show.
I did not know that either.
Huh.
Right? Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Okay, that was a Western.
Yeah, from Trackdown, which was from Dick Powell's Zane Grey Theater.
Oh, interesting.
Diagnosis Murder.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. That one's of Dick Van Dyke.
Jake and the Fat Man, which was from Matlock.
I remember Jake and the Fat Man. I didn't know Diagnosis Murder was a spinoff of Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. I'm learning so much.
Nurses.
Also, this is my childhood in TV shows.
Sure, yeah.
Nurses from Empty Nest, which was from Golden Girls.
Yep, I remember Empty Nest.
Huh.
Bronco.
Oh my God, Bronco.
From Cheyenne.
Yep.
Which was from Warner Brother Presents.
Hmm. Does that one count?
Ah.
Apparently that one counts.
It does in this list.
I mean, if you're making a list and you can only get to 9, that
fair
one
enough.
Counts.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Laredo. All right.
Another Western.
From The Virginian, which was from Decision.
Hmm.
Good Times. From Maude, which was from All in the Family.
Yep. No, that one makes sense.
And Emergency.
Yeah.
From Adam 12, which was from Dragnet.
I did not know that those were related.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So anyway, there are 9 spinoffs of spinoffs.
How interesting. I think we need to toast. We need to toast that.
Can we drink?
Yes, we need to toast that. We are drinking. Right. We're drinking scotch tonight. Because
I need it.
Yeah, I didn't have the energy to make anything more complicated than that. So we are drinking the Arran Malt, single malt scotch whiskey, aged 10 years.
10 whole years.
Non-chill filtered.
Oh, that smells like exactly what I need right now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Just octane and no fuck around.
Yep.
I feel like somebody's used that as their dating profile headline.
It's Matt's. That's actually got a really good caramel flavor to it.
Yeah, it does. I mm-hmm. like that. I couldn't tell if that was that or the leftover Dr. Pepper from my Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Okay. Should we do what we've been up to?
Sure, why not?
Do you want to...
You get three guesses and none of them count, fucker.
Die laughing, die laughing, die laughing, and die laughing.
That was four.
Yep. None of them count anyway.
Them's die laughing rules.
Oh, my
it's a,
God.
It's a die laughing dozen?
Our listeners might realize that we're missing a James. He's sick, which is very sad.
Like, and he's like fucking legit sick.
Like
he's,
super sick. Like
he's legitimately sick. he's got pneumonia? Like something like that? Like
it's something that you could be hospitalized for.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's not hospitalized. He is at home and he is recovering. He is getting better.
Yep. Because nobody's allowed to be sick at Die Laughing.
But that means like there are things that like I wanted to ask for James's help with and was like, okay, so James will do these things and then I can focus on these things and nope.
Wait.
Nope.
Ask.
I was going to ask. However, even asking James is basically telling him.
Yeah,
so,
that's fair.
Like, I don't feel like I had to go farther with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just going to ask him and then he was going to do it.
That is taking advantage of him a little bit, but it is.
I don't think it is.
The way he is.
If I provide the opportunity to say no, it is up to him to do it.
But we also know full well that he's not going to.
Look, so when I have a dumb idea for a show,
God
damn it, that's
ask Matt.
Yep,
because well, realistically, when I ask Matt if he'll do it, he will absolutely say yes.
Yeah,
and then people will be like, that's a dumb idea. You're doing something really stupid. Why would you ask Matt? Because he'll say yes.
Yeah,
because he'll say yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Am I taking advantage of that? Yes.
No, that is a perfect one-to-one corollary right there.
Yeah.
I cannot argue against that.
So now my workload is much larger than I thought it was going to be, and I already thought it was going to be large. So I'm just like,
last Jenna had a date like that once?
Oh, God, I wish. Anyway...
sounds like she needs a date like that right now.
God. I don't have time to get laid.
You had time.
That is also a dating profile headline.
Yeah. That is my dating profile headline.
Oh my God.
I don't have time to get laid.
That is going on your fucking tombstone.
Listen, you've got 3 minutes and 17 seconds to get me off. Go. Just whatever. What about you? I don't know. Jerk off later. I don't care. I don't have time for this shit. Just
got shit to get done,
I got things to do, and it's not you.
Poor Jenna.
So what have I been up to? I don't even know. Things that aren't Die Laughing. I had a production meeting at Kyoto.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
Right? It was horrible. I had to eat sushi and talk about a show.
I've had a production meeting at Kyoto with a certain person before, and I'm willing to bet it's the same person.
I'm the one that set this one up, so...
Oh, that's fair. Then it was probably right up his alley.
Okay.
Would it happen to be a Mr. Duck Washington?
That is, in fact, yes, we were discussing Caucasian aggressive pandas. So.
I am going to set up so many production meetings with Duck.
Yeah. Hey, Duck. Let's have a production meeting, but we don't have a production. Let's have a production meeting.
Hey, Duck, I've got an idea for a production. Let's meet. And we get there and be like, so what's your idea?
I like sushi.
All right, so there's this guy who, all right, and this is purely fiction, but he really likes sushi. And so he asks his friend to meet for reasons.
So it's like, you know, the Star Wars opening where the words slowly drift off into the distance. Imagine instead of words, it's sushi. And instead of the distance, it's my mouth.
Yeah. And you know how that ship suddenly appears from nowhere? Like suddenly that ship just appears? Like that's the chopsticks. Like just they're going in there.
I'm curious. When is the first time you had a production meeting with Mr. Washington at Kyoto?
Honestly, we've only had one, And that was for prepping for the Vill amateur show, for teaching the amateurs.
Okay, so I may have started this trend.
It's possible, yeah. Mm.
Okay, excellent.
Well done.
I can't remember
when. That's a good
trend. Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. I got skills. All you can eat sushi, bitches. I had so much Escalar. Don't have that much Escalar. I don't know if I was unhappy later. I think it was just me being a chick and, like, cramping a lot. But I had some of the worst cramps I've had in ages. Guys, if you're PMSing,
no, but
don't have too much Escalar.
I do know what you're talking about, though,
yeah.
Because every time I have all-you-can-eat sushi, I have that after effect of, I regret nothing, but I really regret that.
Right.
See, you have the moment that you have, the same moment I have at Pi Day, but to a certain smaller extent. But it's when you get to a point where you're like, yeah, I feel like I'm good. And then they bring that last order and put it down in front of you, and you go, oof. Oh,
but I haven't had that one yet. God.
Yep.
It's like, well, it's here. Get to work.
Yep.
That was a good party.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was a good party. So anyway, I did have a production meeting for something that wasn't Die Laughing related.
Woo.
Less than a week before Die Laughing.
Well, it's Fearless related, though.
It is Fearless related, but it is not Die Laughing related. And I feel like that is a very important thing, being as how it's in the week of leading up to Die Laughing. Yeah. Another thing that I'm doing that's not Die Laughing related in the week of leading up to Die Laughing is rehearsals have started for Human Combat Chess.
Yes, I saw that.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh.
I had put on my audition form that I could not do Friday or Saturday. But yeah, so every night except for this night this week, I have 3 hours of rehearsal.
Wow.
Which is cutting into my Die Laughing stuff, and boy howdy.
Which means somebody only has 1 minute and 26 seconds to get you off before you've got to run.
Right, exactly. So fucking get on that, all right? I got shit to do.
If we can do this while I study this choreo, that would be great.
Duck. As in the action.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know we were talking about Duck Washington earlier?
Fair.
And I went, wait, that could be... No, I meant like just I'm working on sword stuff, just duck.
Yeah.
But then I realized that ducking is...
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if he's got a little over a minute, he should be down there. And,
right.
Never mind. Look. What else you been up to?
Oh, also this week, I'm putting the finishing touches on a wedding dress.
Ooh.
A friend of mine, a former vilifier, actually, is getting married in a couple weeks. And I said I would make their wedding dress. And it's actually the skirt portion of it. Because they wanted a specific custom thing.
Okay.
So I'm also sewing. Because, I guess, why not?
It's what you do.
I have plenty of time to get all of this done.
For someone that schedules such a large event...
Yeah.
You just play Tetris with your schedule, don't you?
Do, 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 do,
like, you
do,
score do, points do, when you have do, do, every spot filled. Do, do,
do. I had a date like that once.
Except that 1 minute and 26 seconds.
Oh, honey, that spot's getting filled.
Oh.
If you know what I mean. Okay,
Hey-o.
No, I actually, this one I had, with the dress itself, there were a couple of snafus that I ran into, so I'm behind schedule on that, but still ahead of schedule for, like, actually getting it to the person, but that was just a thing. I knew that Chess and Die Laughing was going to be a pain in the butt this week, like, I knew that was just going to be complicated, and then, yeah, I had planned on two areas of support for Die Laughing stuff that I don't have. So, yeah. Some of this was awkward planning, and some of this was just things falling forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But also, yes, to answer your question. I do sometimes like to see how much I can...
Oh, right.
Tetris together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say fit in, and then... Yep. So anyway, that's what I've been up to that isn't die laughing. I don't know if you guys have things.
That isn't die laughing?
Yeah.
Let me check my schedule, because I really don't think so.
I do have something I did recently that wasn't die laughing, but it was Fearless.
That's fine. We've already established that that's...
Yeah.
We did Reunion at Mystery Lodge.
Yay! Yes!
How did that go?
Really well.
Awesome.
So it was in Fergus Falls, and they realized, oh, we planned something on Good Friday in Fergus Falls. Shit. People aren't responding. So it was like week of, and they're like, we have 30 ticket sales, and we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, because...
So they went down to...
Because when we did Mystery at Mystery Lodge, we had...
300.
300.
Yeah, over 300.
Before, yeah.
And they're like, we fully understand it's because we scheduled it on Good Friday.
Yeah.
So they cut it down to one third of that big room, which on one hand was kind of sad because that room was... That was the biggest room I've ever performed in.
Yeah.
And it was just wonderful.
Mm.
But they ended up getting to a little over 70 by the time we hit the weekend. And they pulled in a few extra tables for that room that they hadn't planned on, which was kind of like what they did for Mystery when we did it there.
Yeah.
Pulling in a couple extra tables. So things were a little tighter, but really good crowd. So it's set up like it's a high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate comes in as like the former football star. And it's in the fictional town of Jellydale. And he's like, Jellydale High! Woo! And every time he did that, everyone cheered. The entire audience like broke into cheering with him. And like, there's a part where he gets them to do the wave. And at Trago, it was kind of like, okay, okay.
Uh-huh.
But here, everyone's like, fuck yeah, we're doing the wave. Yeah. Like, holy shit. And my character is the coach. I'm the murder victim. And my job is to make everyone hate me. So the entire mingling time, I'm going around and just being a jackass at every table. And for some reason, everyone loves me. Like, when we
were such a lovable asshole.
When we were mingling at Trago, when we first put this on last year, I was walking past a table that was all women. And they were laughing. Someone was laughing, and I stopped, and I'm like, what are you smiling about? And then just like, oh, no, nothing, kind of... shrinks down a little bit, and it's like, what have you been doing since high school? Like, oh, I teach, coach. It's like, surprised they let you near children. And like, look across, and so we gave everyone name tags that are just different names out of like an old yearbook that Jim had.
Right.
So they just have fake name tags on.
Uh-huh.
And I got into this habit of looking over, glancing at the name tag, and then calling them by their name. So from across the table, a woman goes, and once again, this was at Trago. She's like, you remember me, coach? And I look over and I glance down and I go, of course I remember you, Teresa. Then why'd you have to look at my name tag, coach? And this is where my brain beat me to my mouth. Because I said, because I always called you third fat girl from the left, Teresa. And she just bust out laughing and everyone fucking lost it. And I'm like, go, run, leave, abort! Ah! But that's how all the interactions go. I cross a line and everyone laughs and then adores me for it. And I'm like, this shouldn't work.
Wouldn't have worked for me. That's for
sure. When I went to... Because my character drinks too much and gets poisoned. I'm going on like a drunken rant and going around the room and basically calling everyone out. And I get to the point where I'm about to pass out and do the stage fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a spot near the door that I cased out ahead of time and I know we're good. And I'm right in position to do that fall. And then I hear the door shake as someone's opening it. And I go, oh, fuck. Please don't be a server.
Right.
Because in my mind, it's about to be a server walking with, like, a tray of desserts, something I won't be able to dodge.
Right.
Some guy walks in, a guy that at a table that I had been messing with a lot. He walks in, and he is right there, and I hear Dawn say her line right before I say, like, my final line and then fall over. I look at him, I say that line. Because of where he was, I could no longer do, like, a safe backwards, like, absorbed stage fall.
Right.
I had to fall sideways
and you just...
to dodge him. And I basically looked him in the eye and fell down sideways next to him. And he just looked at me like, what the fuck? And everyone's supposed to just kind of freak out. And as everyone's freaking out, Don looks over and goes, why didn't you catch him? And the guy's just like, I don't, what's going on? It was wonderful.
That was.
So it was a good time. So they love the show. We have another one we're doing up there this fall, and a lot of people were like, really wanted to be there again.
Mm-hmm.
We had like the general manager of the hotel that came to see the show and loved it.
Nice.
A few like big donors for the hotel that came to see it and loved it. So
awesome.
Pretty sure we're in a good spot. So. Yeah.
No, when we did Mystery there, it was the same thing. Like they fucking rolled out the red carpet for us. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not surprised that having doing it again, they were like, yeah, we're going to get the big people here to check out what these guys can do.
Nice.
And one of the guys that I fucked with during Mystery, and he kind of messed with me back, he was the bartender.
Nice!
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
And like we were talking at the end of the night, and he's like, yeah, I watched the last one, and you know, he's like, you messed with me, and I went, oh, you're that guy. Yes. Which was wonderful. They have the nicest staff there.
Aw.
Oh, so, yeah, no, they're so nice.
They took such good care of us, so.
Did they have the little after-show sandwiches again?
Yes.
I'm over here like, who's got a minute 26? And you're like, after show sandwiches?
Done.
For those of you who don't do theater do not understand just how meaningful that when we got done with the entire show, we've been on stage in character for the last 2 hours, just adrenaline and all of this other shit. And then we get back to the changing room and there's these little like Hawaiian bread sandwiches with like cheese and salami, and they were the best. God, like they were better than you could imagine.
I believe they gave us needed. They gave us more than we got last time, and the cast was smaller. And they also gave us chips and salsa.
Oh, nice!
And then I was a little disappointed beforehand because we got our dinner, which is really good, but they didn't bring us dessert, and I was like, aw. So we got, like, the salad, the dinner, no dessert, and I'm like, boo. And then while we were eating the sandwiches afterwards, they came in with desserts.
Nice.
Aww.
And, like, because the desserts they had are these, like, red velvet cupcakes.
They had those again?
Yes. They're so good.
Because the last show that we did there, I played the chef, and so I spent a lot of time in the kitchen. And they just had this stack of like 20 boxes of these little red velvet cakes, and I'm like, I'm just standing next to it this whole time. I was like, I'm just gonna walk away with a couple of these boxes.
After the show last time, you leaned over and you go, I have a plan, and then held up your phone to show a picture, and everyone's like, I'm in.
Yes.
No, they were wonderful.
No, I'm so glad. So how many people actually showed up, would you say?
It was, I think the final number was 72.
Okay. So, a small number, but it sounds like they were into it, so.
It was also, I mean, it was a more intimate setting, and we filled that space pretty well. So, I would have liked to do, realistically, for movement, I would have liked about 1.5 times that audience in twice the space.
Right.
But as far as an audience that was really engaged, second to none.
Awesome.
Nice.
Anything else?
No, not really. Yeah. Mostly die laughing stuff. So
yeah. Mostly die laughing.
It's pretty much the same for me.
You have kids. Did they do something cute or some shit?
I mean, yes, but like nothing particular. Easter was on Sunday.
Oh.
We took the kids to my wife's mother's church. They do this Easter egg hunt with the kids. And they try to do it outside, but it's Minnesota. Yeah. So the last couple years, it's been inside. And what they do is they take the like Sunday school area and they just put a bunch of these plastic eggs filled with candy in the Sunday school rooms. And so, you know, they have different age groups, you know, blocked out. That, mm-hmm. And that way the little kids aren't trying to compete with the big kids, basically.
Sure.
And then what they do is they like sweep through the room and they grab all of the eggs and they put them in their baskets. And then we go out into, you know, like the communal area and they've got boxes. And what you basically do is you crack open your eggs and dump out all the candy and put the eggs in there so they can use them next year.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, which good cost saving measure and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. then you're going home with just the candy. But because it's in these classrooms instead of out on the lawns, like the whole process takes like 3 minutes. Because it's like, open the doors, kids are in, grabbing all the eggs they can find, and they're out. Just like 2 to 3 minutes tops, and that place is swept empty. And then it's, you know, dump out the candy, and that's about it. Like, you know, it's disappointing when it is too cold and they can't do the actual thing. But then what else? Oh, we had, so it was also April Fool's Day.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right?
I
exactly. Mm. Fuck April Fool's. April Fool's needs to go away forever. However, what my sister-in-law does is she does a Fool's Feast.
I want to do one of those at Fest.
Yeah. But a Fool's Feast, and it's basically everybody in not formal, but like formal casual. Mm. So, you know, nice sweaters and so, like, slacks.
I was going to say like 80s stand-up. Were you wearing the blazer over the t-shirt and jeans?
Except not 80s.
Aww.
But, you know, it's a chance for... you know, people to put on makeup and fancy clothes and go have a big meal with a bunch of other friends. And that's what we did. You know, we everybody made a dish and we all showed up and we had this big, huge feast with good friends. And my wife's brother-in-law makes a punch, which is... this recipe is from, like, the 1400s. And so it's... basically nothing but booze. It's nice. Like the ingredients are booze, a different kind of booze, some more booze, a little bit of like lemon juice and sugar.
You could swap that with limoncello so easy.
And then some more booze. And then like that's the base. And then you put some of that in your cup and you pour champagne on top of it to brighten it up in your cup.
Ye oldie champagne.
And then you get a little bit of nutmeg and you just, you know, scrape a little bit of nutmeg onto the top. And it is so goddamn good.
Nice.
It is so good and so dangerous.
I believe that.
Because it is candy. Mm-hmm. It is candy and you drink it and you're having a good time and then you take a step and realize your head was still back where you left it. And you go, whoa. What just happened there?
Any drink with champagne always goes straight to my head.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm not a champagne person. Like, I really just don't... I like mimosas.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much orange juice that and it's still, like, I mostly like them more out of nostalgia than anything. I... like, champagne on its own, just, yeah. Champagne in most cocktails, yeah.
You know, when your wife hosts a brunch during Easter for friends and they want to talk politics and you just start pounding mimosas because that's what you got?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's- yeah.
My wife and I are also not champagne people in general, but for New Year's, we have found a particular champagne that we like because it is not so goddamn dry.
Nice.
Mm. It is a nice sweet champagne, and we really really like it.
Awesome.
But yeah, other than that, most champagne is too too dry.
Champagne for toasts. If I'm going to sit down and have a bottle of something, it's probably not champagne.
Yeah. But yeah, just a ton of food, so much food, and then we, you know, this isn't a rule, of course, but this is usually how things play out, is the guys go downstairs and smoke the hookah, and the women, you know, stay in the living room and chat, it's just.
I would be smoking the hookah.
There are definitely a lot of crossover. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
People will come downstairs and smoke the hookah, and guys will go upstairs and 15 chat.
15 minutes later, with the ladies. Switch.
Yep. So it's. But yeah, it's just good food, good friends, good times.
I really wanted to hear. Guys go downstairs and we smoke the hookah, and the women, they stay upstairs and
do cocaine.
Smoke a different hookah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, it's been die laughing, just all of the craziness of getting things prepared.
Oh, God.
I made a mistake. Not don't worry.
Don't do this to me, Salsa.
I know. No.
I'll be over here.
Okay.
I was so focused on my, like, stage management stuff that I realized, like, yesterday that I really haven't, like, made sure that I've got all of my personal shit figured out. Like, oh, shit, I need to get my cot out of storage. Those are the things I need to do for me, because I've been worried so much about the event that I'm like, I've been meaning to get over to True Stone and get some cold press. Haven't done that yet. so I'm just like, oh shit, I need to, like, obviously still work on this other stuff, but I need to take a little bit of time and go, okay, what do I need for this event?
See, yeah, I feel much better now. I don't care if you're right.
Yeah, no,
I'm fine with you spending all of your time on my event stuff.
Absolutely, not your personal stuff. It was just like, oh shit, I really need to remember that I'm also a performer, not just a...
half of my producer. List right now is, like, pack X.
Yep.
And it's not just pack for Dilap. No, it's pack, you know, Lounge Lizzy costume.
Yep.
Pack, you know, onesie for podcasting. And it's like, each individual thing I need to pack is listed.
We started doing that for Fest, and it's made our lives a lot better. So, yeah, that's what I've been starting to do for any event that I do. Whether it be a Renaissance festival that I'm doing by solo or an event like this, where it's like, write everything down.
Yeah.
As you think of it.
Because otherwise you'll forget.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what we've been up to.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Cool. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Oh, wait.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I was going to say, bring me the booze again, because you took it away from me. I'm Jenna. Amid the Kahlua.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I know. I can't. I need to chug things right now.
You need to specify.
Well, it's my booze. The one that sits next to me.
Isn't there one behind you?
Also, there's one behind you.
Oh, my God.
Now she's double-fisting Kahlua.
Oh, yeah. No. By the way, dear listeners, this is a sneak peek. You know, we're pulling back the curtain into the life of an apropos of nothing host. Jenna likes the Kahlua.
I love the Kahlua. Oh, it makes me so happy.
She went black, and holy crap.
I can't have a white Russian. It's full of dairy.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm making Kahlua bottles dance. Visual joke on an audio podcast. Okay.
Hey, everybody.
And I was going to do another thing, too. But
okay, go ahead.
No, we're good. You go.
Oh, I was just going to say, we talked about Die Laughing in that first segment, which means here in the second segment, we're going to talk about Die Laughing.
Yep.
Pretty much it.
Because we don't know what else to talk about.
I don't have other things. This is my life. This is what I do. Good. So, die laughing. The entire schedule is up now. Which sounds like, oh my god, like last minute, whatever. I mean, I've had almost all of it done. It's just there's always those last couple of spots that are incredibly hard to fill because they're at like 5:30 in the morning. And yeah, got those filled. The full schedule is up. Make sure to go check it out. I also did a little bit more website stuff. There's venue information up there in case you care about the people that are kind of hosting us over the weekend. And I've been telling people what to do. Like,
sounds right.
It's hard for me to talk about die laughing, like, because the things that I do are somebody goes, hey, Jenna, I need X. And then I go, hey, Y, so-and-so needs X. And then
she says, hey, Y.
Yeah, why do you need X? And then, like, I just, like, that's what I do for die laughing. And I say, hey, Salsa, have you thought about tables? And I say...
The answer is yes, by the way. I have put a considerable amount of thought into tables.
I just feel like I need to point out that if James were here, he would say something about tabling that discussion.
Get out.
No, he's not wrong.
If James were here, I would tell James to get out.
Also, not wrong.
Yeah. May he rest in peace.
But, no, that's scary because he's, like, legitimately ill and we don't actually want him to die.
No, he's not allowed to be sick during day laughing.
Nope. This is not happening.
And there are two ways for that to happen.
No. My son was home today with a fever. Aww. And he was cuddling with me on the couch this morning, and I went, wait a sec, die laughing is in 5 days. I can't afford to be sick.
Doing the math.
Shit. Do I like, eject the kid from my lap or leave him there because he's sick and this is really comfortable?
How far did he bounce?
As Auntie Jenna, I'm like, oh, that's super sweet. And as the event coordinator, I'm like, so you toss that son of a bitch, right? What?
That's how this works.
No, you all understand it entirely.
Yeah, no.
this was the dilemma I was in.
I don't know if Raiderly would be so understanding, however, so...
No, I just decided that I was going to just... pound some hot tea and some vitamin C and we'll go find out how it works.
Oh, God.
I know vitamin C doesn't do anything, which is why I didn't actually take vitamin C, by the way. I just said that as a joke.
Yeah. I usually just take a multivitamin
because
I figure, like, it can't hurt. And if my body is, like, low on something, that's not helpful.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when I'm really desperate, like partway through Fest, I'll find myself picking up a bottle of like the emergency gummies. I know it doesn't work, but my mom always got like the weird random supplements.
Oh,
and there's something just in the back of my head that is that moment of weakness that's like, fine.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
just in case it does work.
The placebo effect is still a thing that works.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, like,
psychosomatics.
Go for it. Like, just what if you think it's gonna work and then it works, then don't overthink it. Just fucking do it. Like, because the outcome is it worked and you're better.
Right.
Even if there's no scientific whatever and it's all in your mind, it still worked. You're better. Just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to overanalyze that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, die laughing is a lot of coordination and fielding questions and helping people figure things out without actually being in charge of or doing anything specific.
And being anal retentive to the details.
I'm not as good at that as most people seem to think I am.
But you're also the coordinator, so you get people who are to be your minions.
Yes. That's why I can't kill Eric.
Also.
It's very true. I can't kill Eric, and I can't kill Brianna Cecile either.
I feel like there are several points throughout the year that that you and I get into some heated argument or something, and it's like,
I can't kill you.
I think that conversation happened at Fringe, and I mentioned in front of Fearless people, and I was like, they're like, watch out, Jenna's going to kill you, and I'm like, she can't kill me.
Nope.
Yeah. And they looked at me, and they're like, yeah, funny. And you paused for a minute, and you're like,
no.
Damn it.
God damn it.
Like,
I can't.
What? Like, just, yeah, it's just how it is.
It's just, but, I mean, that works the other way around, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we always, it's like, so you want to do challenges?
Yeah, you want to do event coordination?
No.
All right, we're good.
We're good. Salsa?
God, no.
None of the above.
Well, here, I mean, like.
Okay, what are you doing?
I feel like when my kids are older, maybe I'll tackle something like that. Right now, not so much.
No. So what are you doing this year? I hear you're in charge of a new area.
Well, I am in charge of a new area, and that means
or
I've had...
a splinter area,
and that means, I've been having to invent it as I go.
Yep.
And B, until Die Laughing actually happens, I'm not going to know if I'm doing a good job or not. Right. Like, I have no clue if this is going to pan out.
Yeah.
I don't have the benefit of having done it for a few years. Well, this is all...
I mean, the thing is that as we grow and we discover mm-hmm. needs and things that we can do to make it better, new things happen. And there was a year where challenges was a new area.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
And yeah.
See, the beauty is, if you're in charge, you were never wrong. You either were right or you learned something.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I was right. It was just all these other people who fucked things up.
No, that's not what it said.
That's I not choose what it to said. Interpret it my way.
How'd this go?
I'm well, not wrong.
We learned something.
I'm not wrong. You just said so yourself.
Yeah.
Just
but then there were two options, and one of them was right.
No, so that honestly, that has been a lot of stress just because, like I said, I'm just trying to figure out the boundaries of what is mine and what isn't. Because mm-hmm. there's been a few times where I've been like, oh, I've totally got that. And then somebody else has been like, so I did this thing. And I was like, I thought...
Oh, shit, okay. And he did it better than me, too.
Also that. Right. But just like, I was...
To be fair, don't fuck with Stefan.
No, absolutely not. But,
he just does things.
But this was like, I was going to get the whiteboard for the room downstairs. We've got a room because it's 50 hours. Of course, we're not going to stay awake the entire time.
I tried once. It went poorly. I snapped at Matt.
Well, that's after 5 minutes.
I snapped at him and felt bad about it. Which has happened all of once in our entire friendship, I think. After hour 33, 34 of being awake.
We do have a sleeping room in the basement, mm-hmm. and we are going to have a whiteboard for just wake-up calls so people don't miss their shows. And so
also
I was
so
like,
they don't all set alarms in the room while everyone's trying to sleep.
Right.
Exactly. So... so I was like, yeah, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to get this whiteboard. And then Jesse was like, so I got the whiteboard. I was like, oh, cool.
I don't think she'd gotten the whiteboard. Like, she said she was going to talk to you, and then you said that you were going to get the whiteboard. And she was like, well, if you're going to get the whiteboard, then I'll just get the whiteboard. Something like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Know.
So some of those, like, weren't quite sure who that was supposed to be on. And of course, with the stage tech and the booth tech are basically working hand in hand this mm-hmm. whole process.
Right.
So trying to figure out like what Stefan's doing and what I'm doing and trying to right. find those lines is.
And feel free to grab more things away from Stefan because I feel like he's got a lot.
I mean, I'm not doing a little. You know.
Couldn't tell me by your status updates. Fucking son. What? Hi.
It's because I am.
Because he's not at the meetings and he's working.
Yeah. No, I'm not good at that sort of thing. Like right. I honestly read everybody else's updates and they're like, I did this and this and this, and I'm like, I did my job.
Like, I don't know how to...
Yeah, but we just established, I don't know what the fuck your job is. You don't know what the fuck your job is.
But I did a lot of things. I updated spreadsheets. That's what I did.
That's cool. I don't know that. I didn't even know you had spreadsheets. Shit. Oh,
so many spreadsheets. Death by spreadsheets.
Die laughing is run off of spreadsheets.
It really, really is. So yeah, that's been a lot of fun trying to fun/stress trying to figure out exactly where really hope it. Yeah, I'm happier overstepping bounds and finding out we've doubled something else up.
Right.
Yep.
Than leaving a gap.
No, I appreciate that.
And I'm pretty sure we don't have any gaps anywhere, mm-hmm. which is really the main thing I'm stressed out about.
Right.
But Stefan and I have worked together on many spreadsheets, and we really think. Hope, pray that everything physically and AV wise will be very smooth. You won't see a lot of messy transitions or anything like that. Everything sure. should flow from one show to the next pretty smoothly.
Excellent.
Yay! Yeah. So that's.
I'm really glad that we have you doing that. By the way, number one, I'm glad that we have a person doing that. But I'm also really glad that we have you doing that. You have a very specific personality that's good for it, which is the farm boy personality. It's the get shit done.
You have a unique set of skills.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Skills that make you a stage manager for people like me.
No, but that's there is a mentality that is very farm boy that is go fucking do it. You get it done. You make it happen. You whatever. And it's not necessarily like you're pretty good at planning too, so that's incredibly helpful. But while you're there, you're just gonna see something that needs to get done, and you're gonna fucking do it. And I don't have to worry about that shit. So I'm glad we have a person doing your job, and I'm glad we have you doing your job.
Duh.
Yes. You missed it earlier because you weren't at the meeting, but I was like, "Oh, thank you," and I was like near tears, and I don't know if people could see, but I'm just like, "Thank you guys, you're all awesome." Okay, I'm gonna go now.
I'm being super nice because it's the week leading up to Die Laughing. I don't want anyone to quit. Bye.
I mean, also that.
Yeah, no, it should be good. We've got a lot of people who've been putting in a lot of work, like Eric. Mm-hmm.
I have.
Sucker.
his event has already begun. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of us are still in, you know, we can get this shit done and I've got a lot of work to do, but I can still go to the bathroom. He's already like, no, he's in go.
Yeah, the hardest thing is that I was waiting, like, most of my stuff is waiting for, like, other departments to be set. And because of what they're doing differently, that meant that other departments were set a little later than usual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because we changed things in my area to do stuff differently, that means I needed to start earlier.
Oh,
so
no.
I have this period where it's like, oh, fuck. And then, like, yeah. one thing delays the next. And it's yeah. like, if I could have just hit my date, I would have had info up, so I wouldn't be fielding these questions. But now I'm taking this time to field these questions, so I can't get the data up. And it's this dumb spiral.
Yep.
But that's what this is.
Document that for next year.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're gonna have our retro meeting.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on the calendar, by the way. Make sure you see that.
No, but, I saw it.
Cool. Uh-huh. But I want to outline exactly what our milestones are mm-hmm. for next year.
Okay.
Like what our milestones are specifically interdepartment stuff. Who's right. giving what to whom?
Yeah.
At which point?
So we got a lot of fun challenges this year. We're bringing back the cake pops. We're bringing back the snacks. We're bringing back the Lego walk.
Snacks.
We are adding a few other. Oh, we're bringing back kendo as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Remind me to bring the sticks.
Yep, that's on my list too.
Okay, good.
Because
I'm like, I should put that on my list. I'm not going to remember to put that on my list.
I think it was marked off when you said, I'm bringing the kendo sticks. So I'll go okay. and I'll remove that from being marked off and I'll remind you again.
By the way, dear, I just want to make sure our listeners are getting this. There are lists for people to bring things and other people have lists to remind them to bring said things.
Yes.
That is how much, like...
complicated redundancy we have going on.
Yeah, I believe I do have a list of things to bring, and I believe Kendo Sticks is on my list. But I'm not sure.
And neither am I.
And so, therefore, let's, trust but verify.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
A few other things that we're adding this year. Because I was strong-armed at a meeting and didn't have a good reason not to.
Makes me happy.
There's another reward challenge that's going to be out there. So for a $5 donation, you can pick a fearless member, and they will get a length of bubble wrap to pop and play with.
So good.
I'm so excited. This makes me happy.
The thing is, no matter how you feel about it, the more tired you get and the further we go into the weekend, the more fun that's going to be.
Sleep-deprived heads are going to have so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Sunday afternoon, that's going to be the best thing ever.
Yes.
We also have, we bought a bunch of Bean Boozled jelly beans.
Oh, God.
And if you're not familiar with those, they are, each color is either a good flavor or a bad flavor. As in, it could be like, Tutti Frutti or Dead Fish. Mm, and you don't know which one until you actually bite into it.
So which is the bad one? Sushi is dead fish.
I have not actually had it. That's a fair point, but I'm willing to bet that's probably the bad one. So for a $5 donation, you can pick a fearless member, and they'll have to take one of those. We have we replaced the massage challenge from last year because of a logistical thing with Megan put together a spa little time thing that you can donate to get some spa time for people throughout the weekend. And we have a few fearless members that'll do things like manicures or like cucumber face masks or like just hot towels or just go find a corner and have some fucking peace and quiet.
Hot towels sounds great.
Yeah. Just let me sit in a chair in the corner and put a hot towel on my face and just forget things for a little bit.
Amazing. Yep.
That sounds awesome.
I'm definitely in for that.
That sounds amazing.
So
the hot towel sold me on that.
So there are a lot of fun things, and there are a lot of MC challenges that are going on that I'm not going to hit too heavily on. But we also put together packages because Megan had an idea and we ran with it. So we have four packages. We have the Minnesota Nice package that for a $10 donation, whoever you pick will get. They will get a snack and a kendo hit. Or if they didn't opt in for kendo, because there are lots of reasons someone wouldn't want to do that, that's totally fine. For whatever reason, if they didn't opt into that, they will take one of the Bean Boozled jelly beans and a snack.
Yeah.
We also have the Aw Shucks package, which is they get a snack, some bubble wrap, some spa time, and then fearless members have to be nice to that person for 30 minutes. Yep.
Look, I wasn't down for the whole 30 minutes thing. I thought that was too much time, but
I figured show transition, because by the time the next show comes on, you're good. Because honestly, no one's gonna figure out that time, but you know, if it's until this show ends.
I suppose.
Then we have the Jenna Young package.
Yes. I have a package, bitches.
Because she
look at the size of my package.
Because she organizes Die Laughing and basically controls chaos. This package is all about chaos, which is whatever fearless member you get this package for, this is the only challenge that lets them pick on other fearless members. So let's say somebody donated to give this package to Salsa, then he would get to pick five fearless members, and each of them will take a Bean Boozled jelly bean.
That's awesome.
Right.
So who knows what's going to happen? Like, you could give somebody like a lime jelly bean, they could be, oh, this is tasty. Or they could get something like super nasty.
Sowing chaos. Yes. Sounds like Jenna.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I figured it felt fitting.
I'm pleased.
And the last package is the Matt Alex package, which is the only time.
I don't want to think about Matt's package.
Hey, gross. People are going to have to think about yours.
Mm.
You're going to have to deal with thinking she about that.
She has a much better package than Matt's. Oh, I don't even know what Matt's is, and I already know Jenna's is a nicer package than Matt's.
Well, at this point, just on principle, I kind of want to donate to get Jenna the Matt Alex package.
Dear listeners,
you have your marching orders.
I'm going to throw up every time that happens to me. That's not okay.
Possibly. Well, that's going to be tricky for you because the way the package works is that it is all of the negative ongoing challenges at once. So we would probably just replace a few of them with extra kendo hits.
Oh, buddy.
But it is you have to eat a cake pop, a jelly bean, and get hit with a kendo stick while walking the Lego walk. So that's
kendo hits while walking the Lego walk?
Yeah.
Yep, just the one.
Yeah, just one.
But yeah.
Unless you're me and can't have the beans, which case.
And that's while eating a cake pop and a jelly bean. It's everything all at once. And the thing I'm most excited to say is that, all right, somebody Matt Alex Tim or somebody Matt Alex, you know, just whoever they happen to get that for.
I'm sure Matt is inordinately pleased.
I don't know, because the way that these open up is if we hit 3,000 by the end of his MC shift, then we will start adding the packages as options.
Oh.
And he will show what they are by illustrating the Matt Alex one.
But the thing is yes, he will have to suffer through the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But from that point on, every time somebody gets Matt Alexed, he is going to giggle like a little...
Yeah.
Just yeah.
It's true. That's true. So those are some fun challenges that are going on. So I'm excited for that. We also replaced the blender challenge.
Yep, oh, yeah. The blender challenge is gone.
It is now a drink challenge. It is the same concept where you buy things to go into it. Well, you don't buy. These were all donated. Your donation lets us mark off something to add. But you donate, and we will add things to somebody's drink, and we will make them a mixed drink out of the things that are marked off.
Man, I'm really glad I'm not doing that challenge.
Your donation unlocks a beverage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah, see, the funny thing about that, Jenna.
Yeah?
You are.
But I'm allergic to things. I can't be doing that challenge.
There's no cream-based liqueurs.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Or banana.
Coconut?
Yeah, no, none.
Melon?
Nope.
Kiwi?
Uh-uh.
Peanut?
No. Well, actually, I take that back because one of them is a PB&J vodka.
Oh.
So we would probably mark that off as an allergen for you.
Oh, okay.
There is a cream liqueur. It is an almond cream liqueur.
Oh, fuck me. God damn son of a bitch.
You're welcome.
I thought at least I'd be able to dodge that bullet, but no.
Yeah, fuck. Thought of that.
Yeah, knowing... God damn it. Some of the booze were donated by the Fearless Laboratories, or I'm sorry, the Apropos of Nothing Laboratories, and so I know some of the things that are going into that. And better you than me.
You know, theoretically, you could get a pretty decent mixed drink out of it. You won't, but you could. I know that one thing that is being donated from the High Five Guy Bar is something that Jason's wife picked up because she likes to pick up things that sound random and then try them and then just go, okay, I'm done, and just leave it in the cabinet where we keep all our booze.
Oh,
and
it
sounds very similar to the Everfoam Nothing Laboratory.
It does, it's a pumpkin spice whiskey. Yeah.
I don't...
Huh. Which, you know,
that
theoretically
doesn't sound bad with like the almond cream.
It really doesn't
liqueur. Like, no. I don't know what else the almond based liqueur is, but
yeah, I mean it's just Bailey's almond.
Yeah.
So
I could say that.
Yeah, if you just get that, you could probably have something decent.
Yeah.
But you won't. I guarantee you, at least at the end, people will swoop in and change that.
Yeah.
So.
Son of a bitch. I can do this.
Hee hee.
And then, of course, we do have what we have already talked about and announced, the host swapping and the shots.
Yes.
For our podcasts.
Right. So during that block, that 2:30 to 5:30 Sunday morning, we have an hour of High Five Guys and then 2 hours of AON. And for a $10 donation, you can add a host to one of those podcasts for 20 minutes.
Yay!
So if you donate $30, you could make Jenna do all of High Five Guys before she has to do AON.
Oh, shit. I may not have planned this one out well.
And in addition to...
Can I just say how happy I am that he has been using you for all of the examples so far?
I know. That's I'm on fair. This side of the bar.
I mean, that's a fair statement. But in addition to just the hosts of each podcast, so you could add myself, Jason Edstrom, or Kayla Sodabier to AON, and you could add Salsa, Jenna, or James to High Five Guys. We're also forcing Matt Alex and Lauren Haven, who are past hosts of each show, to stay awake to be ready to be swapped in or added in as well.
Yes.
And rumor has it that one Troy DeTroy has already ensured Matt will be on all of AON.
Matt gets no sleep.
My dream for this is I really just want it to be a massive 8-person podcast for 3 hours we are all exhausted. That way we get to the point where one of us just checks out for 15 minutes and no one notices.
No one notices.
Just staring at their drink.
Eventually. Hey, Salsa.
And then you hear from the middle of the audience, what?
Yes.
Get back up here.
I was sleeping. Speaking of drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, we also have the drink challenge for High Five Guys and AON. For $20, if you donate $20, you can pick one of us, and we will take a shot of something not great. Last year we had the Jacko Blast.
Oh god, that stuff was bad.
And then we had the Matt coconut countered cream. It with the cocoa nuts.
You guys had the cocoa nuts,
right? And I was the idiot who took a shot of half and half.
What?
Because you took long enough to trying to decide, and I got to ask the audience. So, of course, you took half and half. So,
oh, God, that was foul. Like, I did the blender challenge, and I think that half pumpkin, half coconut cream shot that I did was probably worse. It was so bad.
The thing about the coconut one is it tasted like sunscreen.
Yeah.
Like, you put on a tropical sunscreen thing, and, like, the way that smells, that's how this tasted.
Huh. That doesn't sound good at all.
It wasn't.
No, sucks to be you guys.
And Salsa got that pumpkin spiced.
Yeah, the pumpkin spice itself wasn't great, but it wasn't, like...
It wasn't the worst thing ever?
It really wasn't. Like, I was like, I don't want this. But I'm not gonna retch, so...
No, I'm really looking forward to this, because I've come loaded for bear. Because the High Five Guys bring something bad for us to drink, and we bring something bad for them to drink, and I know exactly what.
And pretty soon it just all goes on the table, and then we go, oh, do
exactly.
I want
exactly? We're bringing the thunder,
but so
I dread to see what you guys are bringing. But
the donation levels are the same as they were last
year.
So $20 donation, you pick one of us to take the shot.
Yeah.
But a round is still 100. But now it's for 8 people.
But now it's for 8 people. Instead of 6. This is the deal you have been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a bargain shopping.
Now the round, just to clarify, I understand, the round is for everyone, whether they are on stage or not.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
If they have to leave the audience to come up and do a horrible shot and then go back in the audience,
and that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that it was completely clear that if only Matt was on High Five Guys at that moment in time, we all still had to take a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone can donate for, if you're not on the on High Five Guys at that point and someone donates for you to have a shot, Salsa, we'll bring you up and you can have your shot and then we'll put you back in the audience.
Right.
Cool.
So,
which is
God,
the other
I'm glad somebody's in charge of this podcast.
I know, right?
See, now I'm using Salsa as examples. There
I did
go,
notice.
No,
yeah. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to bask in the glory of it.
Yeah. No, we hopefully we'll have that to you. Stefan is really good about getting us those files pretty quickly, so hopefully we'll have those. If you're not watching live streaming, which you are.
Which you should be.
But Katie. I also understand because it's... Yeah, no, Katie will be great.
It'll
this
be
is
Katie
great
or
today.
Sean Petray.
I know, right?
Those will be the two that are up watching.
My wife will probably be up just to see my face for 5 minutes.
And be like, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, exactly. No, yay. My wife, literally, that's how she like interacts with me over the weekend as she logs into the website and goes, there he is.
And then exits out right away.
Pretty much.
Done.
That's
minute 26.
Yeah. If you're a clingy type, dating somebody doing die laughing is not the best idea.
Fair.
Or you know, volunteer with us. We have opportunities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which,
speaking of volunteers during the crossover, we will have Heather Zestera on streaming.
Awesome.
Yes. So, oh, yay. That'll be fun. Heather.
I was actually going to ask, how are we doing on volunteers? Do we still need more volunteers?
We do still need some more volunteers.
Okay.
We're not doing horrible, but there's a Sunday morning. Apparently, all you motherfuckers are in church. That weirds me out.
Nobody who listens to this podcast.
Hey, Jenna, if I wanted to volunteer, how would I let you know?
You would go to dielaughingmarathon.com, and in the top menu bar, there is a little tab. The tab says, apply to volunteer. If you click on that little button, you'll be taken to a page where you can then apply to volunteer.
That sounds so easy.
It really is. I think I made it more complicated, honestly. I gave you more steps. I described it. Look, go to the website and click on the apply to volunteer thing and then fill it out. We do still have places to volunteer. And again, Sunday morning, man, if you got any time, that's kind of the low spot right now. And we could use more people for that, so.
Also, if you are unable to figure out how to apply to volunteer, then live streaming is definitely not the place you want to volunteer.
Live streaming, I think, is almost entirely covered.
Cool.
Live streaming looks to be pretty good. Tech is full as well.
Please volunteer, because I said that anything that wasn't filled, I was going to do.
And
so
we've got this shot, like...
I'm excited to see you do, like, three positions at once.
Yeah. My daughter's volunteering.
Woo!
I didn't even know. That's sweet. Okay.
Jenna, parent of the year.
She's like 2 months from adult.
You're just excited that you'll get to see her this weekend?
I know, I really am. I'm like, oh my God, my daughter's going to be there. I can say hi. I can be like, you exist. It'll be great.
But knowing your daughter, as soon as you go up and you go, hi, she'll go, Mom, I'm working.
Almost exactly that. That's almost exactly what's going to happen. You are wrong.
At the very beginning of this whole process... When we were talking about volunteers, I was like, okay, In past years, what I've done the thing where I was like, well, I don't know, you know, what my schedule is going to look like, so I'm just going to kind of hold back on volunteering for now until we get a little closer to the event, and then I'll know what my schedule is, and I'll volunteer. And this year, I was just like, nope. I'm applying, and I am saying I am available for everything, and how many consecutive hours can I work? 50, just wherever you fucking need me. I will mm-hmm. update with you with my schedule later. Know that I'm in. I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. You guys, you can absolutely volunteer for a few hours. Because I'm not joking when I say I will do any volunteer shift that I'm not on stage, I will do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether that means I get less sleep or anything like that, I'm going to do it. So you can do it too.
Yeah.
So I got a question, something I'm curious about. We always talk about the different, all the shows we're doing, all the volunteer stuff we're doing,
yeah.
all the time we're working. What I want to know is, now that your schedules are coming together, how much sleep time you got?
You would think... As the person that books the shows, mm-hmm. that I would book things appropriately and take shows appropriately to where I have time for sleep.
I would think that.
You would be wrong. You would be mistaken. I think my first opportunity to sleep is 3 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
I can only sleep for a couple of hours because Jessa has a show at 7:30.
And you want to see the show before that.
I have to. Do I? Oh, I suppose.
You don't.
I sleep. I kind of do, but yeah, I have to be up for Jessa's show. Like, I'm not the world's best mom, mm-hmm. but like, I try to be there for her shows. And then. I think, like, technically I've got a few hours in there that I could sleep, but I don't think I'm going to be able to if I get 3 hours of sleep. Like, sure. I think it's going to be 3 hours, and then my body's going to be like, and we're up and going, and we're doing things yeah. again. But that means, like, if I can't manage to convince myself to sleep sometime in that five-hour stretch, I'm pretty much fucked. Until after the podcast at 5:30 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also wanted to get up for Be Fearless and Dance yeah. at 8:30. So that's only a few hours.
So right now my schedule, as far as that goes, is very similar. We had the conversation of when you needed more people for white male privileged dancers. And I'm like, okay. I can do this, but...
Yeah, and I was like, just go sleep. And
you're like, no, you sleep, no, which you means sleep. That Friday night, Saturday morning, I get 5.5 hours of sleep, well maybe. And then I get to sleep after the podcast and before Be Fearless and Dance for 2 hours.
Ooh. Yeah.
I get 7.5 maybe hours of sleep. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can probably sleep during a Turkish Star Trek.
No.
Like, right after. No? Oh, are you doing campaign comedy?
Yes.
Yeah. Sucker.
Last year, I got to roleplay a corgi in a game that was basically about having your characters die. Yes. And no matter what I did, my character could not die. I did the dumbest fucking things ever and still rolled great. And it was just like, okay.
That show was so great.
I would have been really good at that. Dice hate me a lot.
Are you doing something similar this year? Or can we tell people what happened last year?
Last year's was Sean Bean Quest.
Yes.
And basically the idea is that your character embodies a character that Sean Bean has played.
Which meant everybody died. Yeah.
And it's basically anytime you have to roll for something, it was like a 5 or a 6 and you succeed, like a 3 and a 4 and you get injured, or a 1 or a 2 and you die. And if you get injured, then it's like a 1 through a 4, you die.
Oh my god.
And I kept rolling 5s and 6s, and my character was fine. Like, everyone else is dying off over and over again, and I'm this... It's like...
Oh yeah, and once their character dies, they re-roll, and they get a new Sean Bean character, and yeah, we just have campaign a stack just keeps going.
And you just move it over, and you have the next one on your list.
Oh my god, it was so goddamn funny.
Your character is the one walking down the road and the piano crashes like directly behind him.
My character,
the Buster Keaton through the door, the window.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It got to a point where it's like everyone else has died a few times and I have not yet. So I started doing dumb things where it's like you see over the hill there are riders and they are holding sword. There are men riding horses and they're holding swords and they start charging at you and I go, I charge at them, and everyone else is like, what? And it's like, you get this image of just this corgi charging towards these horsemen coming at him. And Kyle's like, all right, roll. 6. Son of a bitch. All right, you start herding the horses. And it's like, it's just like, I'm like, yeah, me. And the dice are like, no, that dog's living.
God.
And like, 10 minutes left, my character finally dies, and I switch to the next one. And during my character's intro, I roll a 1, and my next character dies immediately.
Oh,
it's like, no, that's
God.
Fitting. All I know is that this year's campaign comedy is based on Nick Cage.
Okay.
That's all I know.
This is the thing. When I'm looking at my sleep schedule, it's, yes, here's my shows. But here's all the things I want to see, which is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there are things I very, very much do not want to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my schedule is surprisingly back heavy. Like, most of the shit that I'm doing is Sunday, honestly. I do a couple things on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I've got nothing on Friday. The first thing I do is...
Most people don't have anything on Friday.
Right. The first thing I do is 12:30 Friday night, Saturday morning. And then I get...
I just realized I said most people don't have anything on Friday, and I'm looking at the schedule going, unless you're Eric, in which case you have two things on Friday, because there's only 5 hours, so you may as well try to cram two shows in there right away. Fuck.
But I've got a couple shows on Saturday, but pretty much the rest of what I'm doing is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday right now is probably going to be doing a lot of volunteer stuff, a lot of, you know, just making sure everything is working. But otherwise, I'm looking at my schedule going, I can probably get a good chunk of sleep on Saturday night, or I'm sorry, Friday night, Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, depending on what time I decide to go to bed on Saturday night, I can probably get a few hours in before I need to get up for the AON thing.
Sure.
Sunday, however, is all bets are off. So, So speaking of all of the other shows that people want to see, what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, my God.
That's tough.
That's really tough.
It's a really fucking hard answer.
There is a show, the last show that I booked. It was like a last minute show. I'm super excited about this. Cody narrates the audience in song. Apparently this is a new concept that this guy, like, trying to just get this show out there and stuff. And of course, because it's the last show I booked, it's got like the worst time slot. It's like 5 to 5:30 a.m. on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I had to offer. And he was like, yes,
comes highly
I will
recommended.
Take that.
So
I'm stupid excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to see it, but I'm just honestly, I'm ridiculously excited that this is a thing that exists in my comedy marathon. Because Cody narrates the audience in song. There's no surprise. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. That's the show.
You think.
And, holy fuck. I'm excited that that's a thing.
So I scrolled through the list and I went, how am I going to pick? There's so many. And then I saw one and went, oh, it's that.
Mm.
Without question.
Okay.
It is right after Wise Fools.
Yeah, I was wondering if that's what you were going to
pick. It is Fraudini.
That's the one I was going to say,
the
too.
Psychic yep. guy.
Yep, no, absolutely. Fraudini like,
I
is...
I want to see so many things, and then I got there and went, that's what I want to see.
That is absolutely the one I was going to say.
So, that's piss poor.
Yeah.
And it's worth noting that we let guest acts opt in of reward challenges and opt in to punishment challenges at a higher price. We had a lot of people opt into rewards and not punishments. We had a lot of people opt into both. We had one person who opted out of rewards and opted into punishments.
Because I love him so much.
Brian is amazing.
I need to say this. Bookers, book him. Holy shit, is he the nicest, kindest guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you could book him at the shittiest times that you shouldn't because he's really talented. But you couldn't. He would thank you for the honor. He has always been nothing but nice and kind to me during the booking process and throughout all of this. But yeah. But he's also talented, and I'm so fucking excited for Fraudini.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what he does.
Oh, God. I just...
It's going to be great. That's the thing, though. Like, you know he's going to be great.
No, he's going to leave you in stitches. Not the first one we did, the second one. The second Die Laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he came in, was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it was like, he was a last-minute thing, I think, so he kind of got a crappy spot. And there was, like, five of us in the room. It was, like, Matt and me and I think Eric.
Yeah.
And there, like, a few other people. But, like, it was a small room. And we were just dying. Like, we could not fucking breathe.
I first met him at the Monday Night Comedy Show.
Mm.
Like, God, 8, 9 years ago, something like that. And he was a last-minute person. Like, I put out another call and I just started tagging people. And he was like, I'll do it. I'm like, shit. Yeah, well, this is what I've got. So he was like, yeah, I'm in. And he was just excited to fucking be there.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Not only is he super nice, he's game for anything.
Yeah,
The thing I love about him, having shared a stage with him at Fest for a few years and having seen him perform in front of ridiculously small crowds and incredibly large crowds, he treats them all exactly the same.
Yeah.
And no matter how they respond, he always acts like it is the worst, like he is bombing and it is the worst thing ever. So when it's like five people in the crowd and he makes a joke and people don't laugh and he's like, guess I'm throwing that one away. And then just kind of moves on to the next thing. If he throws that in front of like 50 people and they all laugh and he's like, oh, you didn't like that one? Guess I'm throwing that one. And just like, yeah, it's just, that's just how he acts. Yeah. Like, and
which is honestly pretty brilliant. Expecting it's a wonderful failure. Way.
Yeah.
Because if you expect success and get failure, now it's uncomfortable. But if you expect failure and get success, now it's hilarious.
And a lot of performers expect failure, but just quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying that out loud, you know,
it's not
like,
in their script for fuck's sake.
Yeah. I'm gonna do my best to succeed, and he's like, "Fuck it, I'm failing."
Yep.
You know, so
I've got another one I'm excited for.
Ooh, what's go that? Ahead.
Reservoir Frogs.
Okay, I know nothing about this.
Sounds like an improv troupe.
It is in fact an improv troupe. Reservoir Frogs is a long-form narrative improv group that seeks to tell stories of greed, ambition, failure, and consequences. We model our tone after the films of the Coen brothers.
Okay.
And our form is loosely based on the role-playing game Fiasco.
Hmm. Oh. I'm familiar with that game.
Yeah. This one is another one of those early hour things. 7 a.m. on Sunday. So yeah, it's right in the middle of one of my other... God damn it! Why do I need sleep? This is bullshit. All the good shit I want to see is... But yeah, like they also took one of the last spots that I had available. It was actually a spot that opened up. And I was so happy that... they were able to join us, because for a moment it looked like they weren't going to, and I was like, oh no, I want to, I want Coen Brothers. God damn it. But yeah, like, that just sounds like fun.
Another one I want to throw out there, fucking Mary Jo Peel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to stop for a moment and say, holy shit, Mary Jo Peel comes to this.
Yeah.
I know.
She goes to Lab, too, which
is weird. No, Fearless gets Mary Jo Peel to show up to their shit.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, too. You get to be a big enough name and, like, sure, we'll bend over, we'll do whatever. She does everything just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. She fills out the form. She mm-hmm. checks the 18 million goddamn motherfucking checkboxes. And I look, like, she actually did. Even though I had already told her, yeah, I'll give you this
right,
time.
Right, yeah.
But, like...
No,
and
there's no ego there.
She's like, this is the process. Mm-hmm. Here we go. And I feel like I can tell you guys so much about an individual by what they're like for booking. the one that's complaining about, you know, not getting a good time spot mm-hmm. when they didn't submit their application for 3 months and I've only got 4 hours left. Like, that person, oh, don't you have anything else? I can't do it that day. Like, dude, get your application in earlier. Mm-hmm. Like,
Indeed.
Yeah. But, and Mary Jo, like, she's like, I think she was, like, the fourth person to submit an application. Mm. Yeah. I can't even check this. I'm going to check. I want to know. Brian being one of the first ones as well.
Also, yeah.
There's going to be a window in there where you just get 6 applications from me.
Right. let's see. Do I have this by timestamp? I do.
While she's looking, Eric, do you have one, or do you have another one, or?
Oh no!
Yeah, it's a bit selfish, but I'm gonna throw it out there. I make it a point every die laughing to do something I've never done before.
Okay,
A new show or a new thing. Mm-hmm. Last year was Improvised Twilight Zone, so yes. Not just doing long form, but doing like a new style of long form for us. This year. Sunday, April 8th, at 12 a.m., so midnight between Saturday and Sunday, I am doing a half-hour stand-up set. That scares the crap out of me.
It should. That's thank you for reminding me, by the way, because I really wanted to see this.
Yeah. I lied. She was not one of the... She was, like, one of the first 20 to get her application in. But she was, like, the third person to get her acceptance form completed. So, when those went out, she was, like,
the tech sheets,
done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we thank you for that.
I know. Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, and that's... So, have you done 30 minutes of stand-up before?
Like, in total?
In total? In chunks?
Close.
Do you have 30 minutes of jokes?
Yeah.
Okay.
every time I did Lab, I did completely new material.
Okay.
So nice. Not just rehashing what I had done last time, but a completely new set. And I basically already wrote, like, double that amount again. So now I just need to organize it how I want to organize it. And
right.
Then,
trim out the stuff that didn't work.
Yeah. And oddly enough, I really didn't have much that didn't work at Lab, which honestly scares me a little bit because it's when you have, like, doing Ville, you have jokes that work and you have jokes that don't, and you get rid of the jokes that don't. But
or rework them at least.
Yeah. And so far, so good. Like, there were maybe a few things that I'm like, the response wasn't as great on these ones, but it wasn't like... say something and then crickets. So.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that turns out.
Oh my God.
One way or another, I will fill that time.
Awesome.
Because that's how these work.
Yep.
We should
take a break.
Okay.
Because this middle segment's going on almost an hour now.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, none of us are surprised. We knew this was going to long.
But we still have an outro to do, so we're going to go take a break and get back to you on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Eric.
Ha ha, take that.
And I'm Eric.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
Boo.
And hey, everybody. Guess what? We're doing Die Laughing this weekend. I think you already knew that. But just in case you didn't know that, by the way.
In case you haven't been listening for the past hour and a half.
And in case you weren't listening, we are not going to be getting a lot of sleep.
No.
Yeah.
That's not a thing that's going to happen. And so we are going to need to be caffeinated. And choosy moms choose Jif. And choosy fearless people choose True Stone Coffee. Because True Stone Coffee is what gets us up and going throughout Die Laughing. So we are not only awake, but our mouths are happy. Because it's delicious. I will be going and getting a case of their cold press coffee. And I actually, I get a lot of coffee more than I am I know I'm going to need. I get more than what I know I need. Words. Because once Die Laughing is over, I hold on to those and I use them because I'm going to be starting doing Renaissance festivals in about a month. Mm-hmm. And those are really nice to have for when I'm traveling around doing Renaissance festivals in Wisconsin or something like that, because I can throw those in the cooler. You know, I get to the festival in my little pop-up camper next morning. True Stone Coffee. Boom. I get that delicious, delicious coffee taste. Not just at home, but everywhere I go. I know, right? And you too can get True Stone Coffee. Delivered right to your door.
What?
How do I do that?
Well, it's really simple, Eric. All you have to do is go to TrueStoneCoffee.com and then just order whatever you want. Like, just click on things and add to your cart, and it can all be yours. Just Siri. It's that simple. And then you all only have to enter a promo code, and you get 10% off your order.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Neat. What is the promo code?
I forgot.
Oh.
I need some more coffee.
Go for it.
No.
The promo code is...
Apropos.
But it's spelled apropos.
No, it's pronounced apropos. It's spelled apropos.
Yes! Yes!
That's the joke.
I hate you all so much.
And then you get 10% off. But it's not just coffee. You can get t-shirts and drinking vessels and all sorts of stuff. And it's all really good. And it gets delivered right to your door. And it's got the... If you get coffee, it's got the little date on the box. It said, this is the day that this was roasted. And it's so good. So, so good.
Wait, if I get coffee, I get a date?
Yes. Like
that's
that.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
But you have to drink your coffee in a minute and 26 seconds.
Done.
Yes. You know, we could probably put that on stage during Die Laughing.
Oh, God.
Honestly, no, just we obviously we talk about this and we laugh a lot. But in all seriousness, I worked from home today and I had my coffee because I work in IT and that's... my
that's
life.
What you do.
And I had my cup of coffee and I was drinking it and I was going, this is a really good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not joking. I legitimately had that thought today because I was drinking a coffee and it had this, like, caramely note to it and, like, almost like a, not a berry, but like a raisininess to it. And I was just like, this is really, really good. This is really super, super good. Mm-hmm. So. True Stone Coffee. It's the shit. Not an official slogan, by the way. Hey guys, how about a Fast Five?
Fast Five.
I'm just being obstinate and rude.
I see. I was fully expecting him to go high five.
Oh, opportunity wasted.
I know, right?
That's fair.
This is why he doesn't get...
Yeah, I feel like we've hit the slump. I think we need to get going.
Fair enough. For those that do not know what a Fast Five is, you, dear listener, sent us five questions. That is it, just the questions. We don't know what these questions mean. We just did choices, one or the other. Pick one. What does it mean? Who knows? And then after we have picked, then we open up the second one and we find out what the context is. So let's get right into it. This one today was sent to us by Mr. Stefan Moeller.
Yay, Stefan!
Who is also going to be doing a lot of fearless, die laughing stuff with us.
My God.
And is probably just going absolute bad shit crazy because his job is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The theme for this one, bad candy. I had that same thought.
Okay.
Kind of punch you in the gut a little bit. The theme is bad candy here.
I'm going to pause for a second.
Okay.
This past weekend was April Fool's Day, and I know you hate it, but Bill loved April Fool's Day. So I had some moments of being like, aww, Bill and his jokes that he never got in trouble for, the fucker. Anyway.
Just one more thing about the patriarchy.
Damn you.
Anyway, question number one. Asian or European?
Asian.
I'm going to go European on this one.
I prefer the Asian dragon.
See, I like the European dragon.
Mm. See, I was thinking is bad candy. I think Asia has weirder candies.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm going with that.
Good call. Question number two. I don't know what these are. Monin or Torani?
They're the little cookies.
Okay.
I believe.
Monin
is the... is like the little chocolatey cookie things. The... dessert cookies or whatever, the fancy cookies.
The digestives?
Things like that.
And the Torani?
I think those are similar, but like differently shaped.
It's like something you have with tea?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going with the second one because it feels like Torani sounds more fun to say. So, I'm going with that.
I get the Torani syrups, so that's like the first thing that I think of.
Like that sounds like some syrups. Like slang for an illness. like James is out, he's got the Tirani syrup.
I think I'm gonna go Monin, because I really wish I was Monin, because I need to get laid.
Good Monin. I'm gonna go with Tirani too, just because I don't know.
Fair enough. Good. It's fun.
Question number three: free range or hand harvested?
Do I care less about?
No, I'm...
Ooh, buzzwords.
Hand harvested.
See, I'm going hand harvested as eggs, and free range as bacon, and I'm going bacon.
Bacon.
Or both could be applied to chickens.
Right.
So, like, the eggs are from free range chickens, or they're hand harvested.
But I like bacon better than chicken.
That's fair.
I think.
But eggs go with bacon.
Eggs go amazing with bacon, don't get me wrong.
I feel like this is probably... Well,
oh yeah, we're overthinking it, I'm sure.
It's much harder to hand harvest bacon.
But not impossible. Therefore, look, I will go hand harvest.
If you want bacon, you fucking get bacon. Get your ass over here.
There was... So now I'm just stuck in Bill mode. There was a night that Bill came home from a comedy gig with just this hunk of meat. Just this chunk of meat. Like, just... And it... Boom! Down on the table. I'm like, what the fuck?
Keep it in your pants, Bill.
And it was like, I won the meat raffle.
Like, I was going to guess meat raffle.
Son of a bitch. And he's like, yeah, so that's uncut bacon. And I'm like, I'm about to cut me some bacon.
Oh, fair enough.
This
is not going to be uncut for long.
Yeah, we had bacon for like 2 weeks straight, every fucking meal. It was incredible.
Did you have like a bacon steak? Because I feel at some point it's like, I can cut this thin or I could just go, fuck it, and just chop off a steak.
I mean, there were some bacon strips that were much less strippy.
That needs to happen. Needs to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I didn't actually do that.
Deep fry that shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, somebody's grabbing that clip, and they're just going to play that over and over again.
Deep fried bacon.
Deep fried bacon. Sounds good.
Okay.
Anyway, so hand harvested.
Okay, hand harvested.
Because I have hand harvested bacon before.
I went with free range.
Hand harvested.
Okay. Question number four. Eyes or fingernails?
Fingernails bug me more. Like, I have more fingernail things that bug me than eye things that bug me.
So, as somebody who was... So, I have Brown syndrome, which is a tight tendon over one of your eyes.
Mm. Oh.
So, that's what I was born with, and it's okay. Just... because of that, it's really hard to focus with my right eye. So... That
now
makes
I
me
fuck
really.
With your right eye.
Eh, whatever. But in general, that makes me more mindful and nervous about eye-related things.
Okay. Mm.
Because just going through a lot of that stuff, it just to me makes me more nervous. So I think eye things would bug me more than fingernail things.
I don't like things tugging or picking it. Like, I don't even like clipping my nails. Like, I hate the sensation of things pulling on my fingernails. It drives me insane. I never file them. I'm really lucky that my nails are as thick and strong as they are so that I can grow them out for a while before I have to cut them. But yeah, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it a lot.
I mean, if the question is which one can't you bite, I'm still going with eyes. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just messing with her salsa. That's all.
Also
I think I'm going to go with eyes.
All right.
Question number five. Ice or pirates?
But what about ice pirates?
Also, Ice Pirates is a fucking great movie.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
So good.
I'm going to say pirates. I don't like cold things.
Pirates are pretty great.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go pirates.
All right. We're all going pirates. All
right.
So we open up the second email, and we have the bad candy questions and context. Hello, friends. As you may have ascertained, this Fast Five is a potpourri of unrelated topics.
Oh, my God.
Contrary to my typical themed submissions. Oh, that bastard threw us for a loop.
Yes.
Well done, sir. Contrary to my typical theme submissions. Anyway, enjoy. Stefan, question number one, Asian or European, which form of calligraphy would you rather learn to write?
I already know a good amount of European, because I grew up at a Ren Fair.
That's what we did
in the Irish cottage growing up as kids, is we worked on calligraphy.
I remember back in the day when you could take classes at the windmill. Not the windmill, the water wheel. The paper mill, yeah, you could do calligraphy classes there.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't actually take them there. We actually, as a bit, we practiced writing at the table in our cottage.
I would still go with European, because I feel like that is something that I could actually do. Because with Asian calligraphy, the Asian calligraphy is not only you need to learn an entirely new language, an entirely new alphabet, but it's also an art form. Like there are a lot of traditions and stuff that go into that. Whereas your European calligraphy, as long as you make it look good, like there's no ceremony involved.
Right.
I get if that makes sense. I'm not verbalizing it well, but
I think I think both are really cool, but I feel like the Asian calligraphy gets bastardized more often. I don't often see tattoos in, like, European calligraphy kind of stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you get the occasional, but not many.
Right.
But you see tons of people with just, like, oh, it's this Asian word and things like that. And, of course, those aren't necessarily, like, super fancy.
It says harmony.
No, it says could not find translation.
But there's the thing is that even if what you're doing is, if it looks cooler, if it's more interesting, if it has a whatever point you want to put on it, it's still going to have that connotation on it.
Yeah.
Right. There is definitely that.
All right. Question number two. Monin or Torani? Oh, yeah. Jenna had it. Which brand of flavor syrup makes you more inclined... Okay. Makes you more inclined to get a flavor shot in your coffee beverage.
So it is the syrup and not the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which one do you have?
I have the Torani.
Then Torani.
Sure. That's just, well, that's what they have at the grocery store.
I'm not
special ordering my syrups because it's fucking syrup. It's flavored sugar.
I generally don't put shit in my coffee, but when I'm at Jenna's meetings... And she's got True Stone, and she's got a couple Torani things. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to use that at someone else's house, so if that's the brand you're buying, that's probably the one that I'm more likely to use.
Yeah. I use Torani because it's at the grocery store when I buy things.
Cool, cool. Question number three. Free range or hand harvest?
Is it bacon?
No.
God damn it. I really wanted it to be bacon.
This is great. Which is a worse modifier for nut cheese without context? So which is a worse modifier? Free-range nut cheese or hand-harvested nut cheese?
Hand-harvested.
It depends how you define worse.
Hand-harvested nut cheese.
Hand-harvested nut cheese. That one turns my stomach a little bit.
That's because then you touched it. Yep. Like, free range.
You get all up in
it
there.
It exists, but it's
just
it's
out there in the open.
Hand-harvested. Somebody put effort forth into that. And that's...
Somebody was up in there. No, I'm going hand-harvested.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, question number four. Eric was actually pretty close on this one.
I don't remember what it was.
Eyes or fingernails?
Ah.
Oh.
Which of these does the mere concept of trauma to squick you out more?
Yep, eyes.
Yeah, going eyes. I've lost fingernails before.
Trauma to... I've also lost fingernails.
Eye up. No. Nope.
Nope.
I think it's eye, but I'm really stuck on my fingernails right now. I'm just like, I can't stop thinking about what it was like to lose a fingernail, or to get the scratch on the eye, or like that.
See, my opinion is that, like, fingernails grow back.
They do. I still, it's like an actual, like, just squiggy thing for
sure.
me.
Sure, that's fair.
I mean, I could lose a finger and still be fine. You lose an eye, you've got no depth perception, you're down to no spares.
I'm not using that anyway. It's not like a stage combat.
I'm just saying, like...
I just want to see Salsa with an eye patch trying to swallow a sword and not be able to hit his mouth.
Oh my god.
Just stab myself in the other eye. Oh, god damn it!
Yes.
You're like a baby that somebody's trying to feed food to that keeps, like, moving the head as they try to get the spoon in the mouth.
Oh, that's a great routine.
Do I
Here
tell?
Comes the airplane.
I don't need to tell Raider Leon you. I'm not 100% certain.
I am putting that in the show, by the way.
Okay.
Tune in this weekend, Saturday at noon. That's going in the show.
Damn it.
I don't know where, but it's going in the show. Question number 5.
Yes.
Ice or pirates? Who would you be more concerned about being grabbed by? Seafaring pirates or immigration and customs enforcement?
Oh. I'm white.
I'm white privilege. I would be more concerned with pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just straight up, but yeah.
All racial things aside, we are white. It is,
yeah, but I mean, like, what would be the more realistic threat? I mean, ICE is a bigger thing in the U.S. than standard pirating and things like that. But in general, that's not something that's on my radar of things I'm worried about for me.
I've never even seen the ocean, so. I kind of got a glimpse of it at night in the dark on an airplane once.
Like, oh, it's down there.
Right?
And that was the first time you were ever on a plane, wasn't it?
Yes. There's video. 38 fucking years old.
No, here's the thing, folks. By when we're talking about Jenna has no fucking time, like, she has no... She doesn't even travel. She's got no time.
I really don't.
That was, like, Jenna's big adventure.
Yeah. It really was.
Thank you so much to Stefan for sending in those Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 messages to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Send the first one with nothing but the questions, just the A or B choices. That's it. Send the second one, repeat those questions, and include the context. That way we don't have to switch back and forth. And please label each pair with a separate subject line or grouping or something like that, because if you do just Fast Five questions and Fast Five answers or something like that, Google thinks those are all the same thread and lumps them together, and it makes it difficult to unwind those, which I'm still trying. It's kind of what I'm trying to do with Mrs. Mudd's emails right now. No disrespect or anything like that, but I'm trying to untangle which ones we have done and haven't done without actually reading them.
Sure.
Ah. That makes sense.
And Google Chrome whatever threaded them together in one line. So sorry, Mrs. Mudd, if we miss any of yours, but that's why. That is all we have. This is going to be a really stupid question. Who has something to plug?
Dear God.
I got nothing. Fuck it. Do we want to go through the shows that we're
really shouldn't. I guess, do you happen to know which shows that you personally are involved in, or is that something you need to look up?
That would be something I need to look up. I know I'm doing, let's see, the things I know I'm doing. White Male Privilege Dance Show, 2 a.m. on Saturday. Just, that's a thing. And then I don't remember when anything else is, but I'm doing the Karaoke Gauntlet Encyclopedia Show. Open to interpretation. Shit, I have more. Fuck me, why can't I remember anything I'm doing?
There is a lot of stuff.
Oh, Epic Lip Sync.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing Epic Lip Sync.
AON High Five.
Fuck, I'm doing that.
Yeah, you are.
God damn it.
Well, I mean, at least you're doing AON. You'll be doing High Five if people donate.
Donate. Mm-hmm. Which, I gotta be there anyway, so you may as well get me talking.
Right.
Or attempting to talk as I'm running off of, like, next to no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, I had something. I have at least one other show, and I can't think of what it is.
I happen to have mine in front of me, so I will just go, I am an alternate in Comedy Fight. But the way these things work out is somebody inevitably drops out, so I'm probably going to be ending up doing that one. I am an understudy for Hunting Eldritch Horrors with Jake and Hank Collette. Nice. I am the understudy for James.
Nice.
So if James is still death, then I will be doing it. But if James has a miraculous recovery, he will be doing that. So either way,
I hate to say this, Salsa, I kind of don't want to see you doing it.
Okay.
Because that means that James is healthy.
I don't disagree with you at all. I really don't disagree with you because that means I get to sleep. so we'll see what happens on that one. Either way, James or I will be in that one. So check that one out. Questionable Choices Sideshow. That is something I'm really, really excited about because that is a sideshow that is a group of sideshow performers. It is Casimir the Hungry, who you may know as yours truly. It is Charlie the Blockhead, also known as Matt Alex.
I get it.
Yep. And it is Ravenous Rose.
Ooh.
Also known as Megan Slauson. Nice. So we are doing a sideshow. And it should
sideshow.
I know it should be really funny, and we're going to be doing a lot of really fun things. And here's the thing: it's going to be sideshow that's family friendly.
Yay!
Nice.
I know, right? No, bring your kids. We legitimately, it's going to be a show that you can bring people to. Then obviously high five
a
guys.
Show that you can bring.
I know it's, but I mean, most sideshows are all like dark and gothy and blood and Satan, blah blah blah, and we're like, nope, we're gonna bring your kids. Then high five guys. Mm-hmm. Apropos of nothing. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely not going to miss Be Fearless and Dance this year.
Right.
I will absolutely be doing that.
I am hoping to hit that.
I was so angry.
It's either I'm hitting... I should hit that anyway, because then I'll be awake for open to interpretation.
Fair enough. No, I wanted to do that last year, and I slept through it. And that's fucking not happening this year. And then I will be... I will absolutely be throwing my hat in the ring for Double Blind Open Hat.
Yay.
Because that is so much fun to do.
So for stuff that I'm doing, Double Blind Improv is on Friday night at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Lounge Lizzie is at 10:30.
Yeah.
And we have some new stuff that we're going to try out.
Yay, so. Mm-hmm. New stuff.
Which is fun because they're like, yeah, let's get together and talk. When are you free this week? And I went, ha. So.
That's hilarious.
We'll figure all that out. Improvised Twilight Zone is at 6:30 Saturday morning,
yep.
Which is going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. I have said yes to doing the Firster's worst comedy show ever.
Oh, yeah, I thought about doing that.
That's at 9 Saturday morning. Wise Fools Improv is at 5:30 on Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Right before that, I'm not in it, but it was from a show I directed. Angela and Bree and Jason are doing Bad Advice from Siri and Alexa, which should be fun.
As an improv form. That's, I'm so excited for that. I can't even.
It's going to be great.
That's, yeah.
I have my stand-up set at midnight.
Yep.
Then there's the High Five Guy AON crossover, and I have to stay awake for AON, so please donate to let me mess with these two again.
Yeah.
No, the best revenge would be to not.
Honestly, donate by us, but specifically me, shots, so I can put up with these fuckers for 3 hours.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Or James could be sick and we just leave the two of you to deal with Matt.
Oh, now I'm sad.
Ew.
That used to be a thing we did, you know that?
Buy me more booze.
I know, right?
Then, of course, Be Fearless and Dance.
Yes.
Then I'm doing the campaign comedy, role-playing games. That is 11:30 to 1 on Sunday. And then I'm free until Open Hat at 7:30. I'll probably pop into Wheel of Brie to do a duo with Brie. But other than that...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Wheel of Brie.
I got time near the end.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I gotta add that.
So how many shows are you in?
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 on my list. I'm also helping somebody out for their epic lip sync, so that brings me up to 12,
mm-hmm.
I think. Plus, I'm doing stuff during the opening and closing, so that brings me up to 14. So if you count the Fearless Challenge blocks that I have to do as well, then that brings me up to 16.
Okay. I'm uncertain if I count those or if that's just that's occupational fair. Hazard. But, I mean, I think you are involved in the most shows. I'm trying to remember. What Maybe. Was it that...
I think Duck's around 14.
Is he really? 11.
Mm. I don't remember.
We'll have to. I'm curious. I'm curious how many people are in how many shows, because.
I forgot about Wheel of Bree, but that would bring me to 8.
Yeah. Well, if well, and you I get didn't, to participate.
And I
didn't
if I count, obviously, that's an. But I plan yeah. on being there, so I count it.
Yeah. And I didn't count Be Fearless and Dance in that list either. Mm. So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that would be another one if I counted that on there.
Jess is in 2 shows. I love that my daughter's like, yeah, I got this. What? Bring it. She's doing vilification tennis.
Yay.
I'm really excited. It is her and Bob against Bree and...
I think Eric Knight.
I think it's Eric. Yeah, because I'm expecting that to be a super punny round. But I am really excited when Bree and Jessa went head-to-head during the amateur show. It was fucking intense, and I'm so excited to watch that happen again. and then Saturday morning at like 7:30, Jessa's doing the official Ostrich Committee. It's an all-teen improv group. They do both short form and long form now. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm going to pimp my girl. What? Okay, we should go. I'm tired.
Cool. basically watch everything.
Everything.
Just stay up all 50 hours. That can't go poorly.
I mean, it's... I edited the video from last year, so I literally watched everything. And it's all goddamn funny.
Yeah.
So just, if you're at home... And you're like, I'm going to watch TV. Don't. Go to the website and live stream this because it's way better than fucking TV. Two Broke Girls or whatever it is you're going to watch. Anyway.
All right.
That's us.
Yep. Well done, Salsa.
Yeah. and as always, please, if you are able to donate, please donate.
Yes.
If you are unable to donate, please tell your friends to watch, to donate, to show up, to laugh. Don't just say, hey, you guys on Facebook, you should go. Like, no, basically walk up to your friends and say, hey, guys, what are you guys doing this weekend? We should go to this thing for a few hours. Do that.
If you absolutely can't donate, we still want you in the audience.
Right.
We want you there. We also want your money, but if you don't have money, we obviously can't take your money. So, but we want you there.
Like, Duck Washington did the math. For number of people in Fearless versus how much money we're trying to raise, and per person... We don't have to raise that much money. Like, if you, as a friend of one of us or something, donate $5, and a lot of our friends donate $5, we will absolutely hit this. You don't need to break the bank. You don't need to donate $100. You don't need to donate $1,000. You could. If you're able to, fuck yes, do so. But if all you can afford is a $5 kendo hit, awesome.
Yeah.
We will absolutely take it. If all you can afford is a couple bucks, awesome.
Look, if you want to have Salsa hit with a kendo stick and you can donate $5, great. If you want to have Salsa eat a cake pop and you want to donate $10, great. If you want to have him drink some nasty soda and you donate $10 for that, great. If you want to do a Lego walk for Salsa and donate $25, sure.
But if you are not able to do any of those things, physically walk up to your friends and go, hey guys, we're not doing anything this weekend. Let's go to this theater for a couple hours and laugh.
Yeah.
A lot.
I'd love to see you there.
Yes, please.
Please. And Katie, I expect you to be logged in on the live stream while we're doing our thing. Dun, dun, dun.
And for the rest of you, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.